Straight in. No long talking.
No long talking.
I just want a song to play.
Freedom of jail clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end.
It's crazy.
As far as rap go, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also
what defines my name.
Yeah, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, now I wrote the Bible. And what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID, my mentor, and I let the story begin. I used to print out Nas raps and tape them up on my wall. My niggas thought they was words, but it was pictures I saw. And since I wanted a job, I used to read them in awe. Then he dropped Steelmatic, rocked the cleanest for law. Fast forward, who'd have thought that I would meet him on tour? I'm earning stripes now, nigga, got Adidas galore. Backstage, I shook his hand, let him know that he's the man. When he said he was a fan, it was too hard to understand. No time to soak up the moment, though, cause I was in the jam. Hove asking, where's the record that the radio could play? And I was striking out for months, ninth inning, feeling fear. Cheetah under pressure, made the biggest hit of my career. But at first, that wasn't clear, niggas had no idea. Dion called me when the drop sounded sad but sincere. Told me Nas heard you singing when he hate that shit. Said you the one, yo, why you make that shit? I can't believe I let Nas down. Damn, my heart sunk in my stomach, I can't believe I let Nas down. I got defensive on the phone, resentment was in my tone. Fuck it, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. And what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No ID, my mentor, and I let the story begin. I couldn't help but think that maybe I had made a mistake. I mean, you made, you owe me, dog. I thought that you could relate. But while I put up the charts, you
mean may they never be your rivals. A wise man once said.
So is that how we're feeling today? Is that
nigga bum.
Is that how we're feeling today? Oh, fam,
I'm,
it's crazy because do you know what it is? I don't even know where to start. Like,
do you know what's funny?
Because I wish we can just delete it all.
Nah. I'm glad it's on whack because you were talking the smokiest. Wait, turn me down just a little bit. But you were talking the smokiest. You were talking the smokiest about J. Cole being this guy ready to step in the ring, like he's ready. Oh, Drake's not. And bro, especially when the project dropped as well, might delete it later. Ironic the title that. But we'll get back to it. And you were just talking crazy. Mad crazy. Oh, Cole dissed him. Ugh. Kendrick ain't ready. Drake could never. Yeah, you're right. Drake could never. He can never do this.
And this was talking before we even got the reply, though, innit?
Yeah. It's just crazy.
And then we got my fire. But you know, I hate this shit. I hate it here, you know.
Nah.
Because there's absolutely no point discussing the response.
Nah.
Because
we're gonna talk about it.
Huh?
We're gonna talk about it.
Okay, but if you haven't been anywhere, I think. The elephant in the room is that J. Cole's going outside. Man apologized. Man apologized.
Shocking behavior, like, man.
I don't even, like, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing I could do to defend him. There's absolutely nothing. This is absolutely, like, what did Mikel say? This is a disgrace. Disgracia.
Bro, it might as well be.
Honestly, bro. Like, I don't think I've ever been so, like, heartbroken, just, like, off this music thing, without it being, like, someone passing. Like, this one felt so different. Like, it must have felt like the day you heard Jizzy's...
Not even close. Not even close.
You're telling me it didn't feel the same close. When you had reference track for me?
No, because we saw that he didn't need them. Listen, my goat lives his raps. Don't worry about that. My goat is not willing to go out on a limb and defend. No, don't try that. Don't try that. You what? Cole fans what? Cannot there's, do this today.
There's I'm reference sorry tracks to there, say. Though.
Okay.
Like, what are you telling me? What's worse?
And then when he was challenged.
An apology or...
The apology is worse.
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Nah. Because my man looks wet. But you still know his pen's different. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, bum!
Listen. My man said that to you. He said, motherfuck the big three. It's just big me. Hmm. He said, fuck sneak this in first person shooter. You best come with three switches.
And do you know what that meant? In terms of obviously, because... when he meant three switches, Vince was saying to me, is like, well, because obviously there's a switch in the beat, in the actual beat.
Yeah.
So
I hear that.
That's the double entendre type shit. I was thinking, how did that make sense, the three switches?
But I hear that.
When I clocked out, I was like, oh, that's crazy.
I hear that. That's true.
That's crazy still.
But, bruv, I say that to say, for me, for you to get dissed initially, and then you diss back, granted, fair enough, the diss wasn't even crazy, and let's keep it a stack. It was a lie, but still, we fight on that lie. The fact that it took you 2 days to come out and say, you know what, guys, wait, in fact,
that's just coincidence, though.
No, it's not coincidence.
Yeah,
don't do that. It's not coincidence.
It is coincidence.
It's not coincidence.
He couldn't have moved.
It's not coincidence.
To make sure today's the day he apologizes.
What? He didn't need to apologize on stage.
But he would have done that.
Would have done what?
We don't know if he would have apologized.
Do you see Drake apologizing?
We don't know if he would have apologized.
Do we see Drake apologizing?
We don't know if he would have apologized on Twitter or something if he didn't have the first.
What?
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, deep what I'm saying. Take me in there. Yeah.
I'm not confused.
If Dreamville Fest wasn't there, yeah. Obviously, to be honest.
Don't give this man that blight. Don't do that.
I'm just hoping that wouldn't have been the case, innit? But it's the way,
bro,
it's the way life goes, innit?
Listen, regardless, he still came out and gave an up. You know what? Let me play it. Because I'm fuming.
No, I don't even want to hear it.
No. We're going to hear it.
I actually don't even need to hear that shit, bro.
In fact, I'll say what he said in response to what Kendrick said.
He said what?
The lines that he said. One second.
But you know what it is, yeah? This apology is almost as surprising as even J. Cole responding. Because from the jump, from the light that this whatever, there was nothing really there in it for J. Cole. Like. So it was one of them ones. If we're going back in past tense, like when he actually responded, it was like, "Raw, man's actually trying to play the game now." But 2 days later, the game's done, fam.
Nah, listen.
So it's just like, no, because that's what it was though. If like before this fuckery of today of his bum ass apologizing on stage and that, yeah. Bro, this is hip hop. This is entertainment. Like this,
I agree.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like now we're cooking. Do you get what I'm saying? Now it's like Kendrick's actually got to come outside type shit.
He stepped outside apparently.
Yeah, he stepped outside. Verse. He stepped out. Yeah, he instigated. Now there's been some something thrown back. Now he's got to come back out before the apology, bro. Like I'm talking before the apology.
If Kendrick don't say anything back to Cole, Kendrick has already won. It's done.
Are we talking about without the apology or with the apology?
With the apology. Why is the apology done.
Why has he won?
Bro, you basically said, let me fall back. My bad, OG.
Bro, okay. See, I'm telling you, are we talking with or without the apology?
I'm talking with the apology.
Okay, see, I'm trying to live in a better world.
No, you're not trying to face the reality.
I'm trying to live in a better world.
I'm talking facts right now.
Yeah. Okay, them facts there, bro. He's a bum, innit? There's nothing I can...
In fact, let's just say what he said. A seven minute draw off his surprise drop might delete later. He's been hyping up for a while now, dropping videos, and then actually dropped a project. The last track on there, 7 minute draw, must have been made within the last week or so because of what he says. What he said on there. I came up in the Ville, so I'm good. Where's tension? He's still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons.
Mm.
Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and now I just hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now you want it with me. Now he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see. Boy, I got here off bars, not no controversy. Okay. And he also said he averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga because I fuck with him. But push comes to shove on this mic, I will humble him.
Cooking. Go on. It's not there. 7 minutes.
No, the second half.
What about the second half? That was one thing before the apology, yeah? Everybody was only talking about the first half.
Okay, cool.
Like it was only 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant. I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real. That shit would feel like swatting a fly. Four albums in 12 years. Nigga, I can divide shit. If this is what you want, I'm indulging.
Have you got the whole...
Bro, I'm reading it.
You missed the beat switch. You missed the beginning of that bit when he's saying you're too short to be fine with the gods and that. Like,
okay, your arms might be too short to box with the god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gonna fly.
Okay.
It's light, but cool. Yeah. We'll take that.
Yeah, because considering my man hasn't actually gone there, yeah? But Kendrick hasn't gone there for Cole. This is, like, an adequate level response. Like, what is he going to do? Empty the whole chamber?
That's fine. That is fine. But stand on that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
But that's why he's up. And the thing is, Drake don't want it, whatever. But the guy that's shooting is shooting mainly at Drake. So clearly he considers him a worthy opponent to shoot back. So let's just cut that. The narrative that, Drake can't rap with the best of them. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Exactly.
That's a fact. Nigga talking about a nigga bum. Let me play this video. Just so that you hear what a bum sounds like.
proud of that project. Except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right?
Nigga, boom!
Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, 3 weeks ago. However long
it was. Nah, man. Everybody's heard it, bro.
No, we're playing it.
So all of this time I've been moving on my own accord. For the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking god. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's war time. Niggas want to see blood. And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart. You know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers. These two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase.
How about take the fucking dick out of your mouth, bro? Like, how about that? Fucking Egypt.
But the world wanna see blood.
How about?
I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world wanna see blood. So I say, man. In my spirit of trying to like,
like somebody should have slapped him, bro. What? How ain't nobody flat kicked him off the stage already?
This is your good.
Broski, how ain't nobody flat kicked him at this point?
Like, no.
Listen to it, and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace.
So
what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness,
I want to say
right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers?
No.
Nigga, bum.
Play that.
Nigga, bum.
Y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct?
Nigga, bum. Nigga, bum.
As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And it make, I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God will line me back shit, up, man, on my purpose and on my path.
Fam, we get it. He's a bum.
Nigga, bum.
That's it, you guys, chill out, take your best shot. I had Kendrick, for me, for my own sake, just cook him, man, cook him. He needs to cook him now, like, fuck all that friendly shit, though. You already do it. Release what you had from him when he released it. Give him the same energy and see if he didn't give you the response.
Do you know why that's funny?
Cook him still.
Because if Kendrick does double down on that, Cole just looks even worse. You do look like a bum. Because you thought you could choose mercy. But nah. This ain't about mercy. It's about who's the best. You free.
Yeah. But do you know what? Do you know what it is? I'm hoping like Kendrick says something so disrespectful that it triggers him to actually like release something. And then be like, fuck back.
And then come back again and say, oh, you know what, forget apology.
Fuck, bro.
This is why it looks so dumb doing it anyway in the first place.
Yeah, it does.
You can't be doing that. Listen, all you need to say was, yo, bro, listen. He shot. I shot back. Do I still fuck with him? 100%. But these are bars at the end of the day. And like you said, you've been rapping like you're the greatest for like the last 3 years, and then when it's actually time to step up and be counting, like, yeah, cool, let's do this.
You're
half-hearted, you're not backing it.
And then apologies,
like, and this is another thing that grinded my gears. People trying to do this explanation to say, you know what, big up to Cole. He's on his black empowerment shit. You don't need to be fighting. It just fuels violence. Bruv, shut up. Listen, it's not about violence. It's about proving who's the best at the end of the day. hip hop is a competitive sport. Nobody's saying people are gonna see each other, it's gonna get to hands, nothing like that. It's just bars. Kendrick fought it best in himself to shoot how he did. Yet people weren't making the same conversations they did when Cole is apologizing. They will say, yes, this is good for hip hop. Man needs to fight back. Cole, you need to step out. Drake, you need to prove it that this guy ain't better than you, whatever. Mm. But now that Cole apologizes, you man are out here copying pleas and that, saying, oh, you know, it's fine. He's a grown man with a family. He doesn't need to be doing this. It's disgusting, honestly.
I can't lie.
It's disgusting. It's
sickening still. Because
it's disgusting.
I don't know if you've seen Mick Jenkins.
Big up Mick Jenkins.
Even Mick Jenkins was just
big
like,
up Mick Jenkins.
Oh, what?
Big up Mick Jenkins. What did he say again? Let me find it.
Cause yeah, he was spitting, man. Even academics, bro. Like, how could, bro? 2024, we're living in a world where academics is right about coal, for example. Like, that's absolutely sad. That's a sad world to be in. It's a sad world.
Wait, hold on. Let me find what he said. Cause he was spit.
But I don't think many people understood what he was talking about.
Yeah, he was like, woe is me, it's so weird that we wanted to see niggas rap competitively. Oh no, our priorities are so fucked up. We must not see him as a human being. LMAO, fuck out of here. All my toughest battles and everything competitive been against the niggas I respect the most. War, and then dap straight after. This is wild to me. You see what I was saying about how, man, bruv, if Kendrick was willing to step out to diss Drake, there is obviously a level of respect there. Because he's not just calling anybody by name. He's not doing that. Yeah, do you get me?
Yeah.
So if he thinks he's the worthy opponent to take him on, fine. Cole, you got shot at because you were standing next to Drake. You got to hold that. At the same time, it's not...
You just shouldn't have said nothing.
Bro,
unless it came down.
Say it. Say something. Man's not just going to get dissed and then not shoot back. Because this is rap.
Yeah, but...
Ain't no yeah, but do either do it or don't do it.
Do you know it is? Yeah, 100. But do you know it is? I'm saying he shouldn't have said nothing because now he's apologised, isn't it? If he lived in a world where he didn't fucking apologize, yeah. But I can't even, there's nothing I can say to defend it, bruv, because every time I think about it, it pisses me off, bruv. Because how can you be talking about all of this shit and then ruin it with a fucking apology? Like, what kind of bozo move is that, bruv? Honestly, I couldn't believe it, bruv.
Nasty, man.
So nasty. Like, it's literally like a boxer going into a fight, yeah. Getting punched, and then punching back, and then saying, sorry, my bad. Like, bossy. This is what we're here to do, Kim.
Cole, man.
And one thing I do hate is, bruv, this thing's not personal. Like, okay, that's, you know what it is, yeah? If we're actually talking about it, people are saying if things not personal enough, that's why it's not going to be interesting. And that's what people are saying.
They don't need to be personal. No, but
that's why people are saying, even on Friday, they were saying the diss, they feel like it's half-hearted. He don't even believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, bro, when have you ever listened to a diss record and thought that? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
No, but you have
you don't listen to a diss record and think my man doesn't even believe that. The conviction on the diss record is that they say some shit that makes you believe it.
Of course, do you get what but I'm not saying, everything man? Is going to be rooted in fact.
No, no, 100%. But even the feeling of it's this is real.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't there for some people. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, for me, I felt it was interesting. Like, but I thought a lot of people just on Twitter just I don't know too excited, like trying to like overcook shit.
As they do, overcook
like,
what?
Like To Pimp a Butterfly. Like,
yeah, people are doing the most.
People just, I was just like, yeah, okay, yeah, we lost it. Like it's one of them ones where because people are throwing stones, it's just like, let me just throw whatever shit stones. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like feeding scraps and like I'm like, but
yeah, I agree.
Like, come on, man. Like, let's not do that. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
So if we're gonna talk, like, let's talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, sense. This is not talking sense now, isn't it? Like, but yeah, like it's sad still. I can't lie. I hate that we're here, and I hate that Cole done this to himself. Like, it feels like career suicide to me.
I'm not gonna lie.
It feels like career suicide.
I don't know. This just might be me talking in the moment, which it probably is or whatever. But right now, man can't listen to you talk smoky like how you did on The Secret Recipe or Johnny P's Caddy or whatever feature you smoked and hear it the same. Like, man can't take you seriously now because all that talk about me numero uno,
but
top spot, I feel like Muhammad Ali in his prime.
Nah,
you're not ready to step in the ring.
Bro, he's got, what's the what's the song on here, the actual project that you just dropped, Crocodile Tears?
Yeah.
Bro.
Nah.
Before the apology, smash us.
Nah.
Like, I actually can't believe.
Nah.
And do you know what, yeah?
Nah.
There was actually enough on the project that he didn't need to do the 7 minutes thing. That's the actual
But he had to respond.
No, but bro,
he had to respond.
Parts of Pie, if you listen to Parts of Pie, it sounds like some of that could be about Kendrick.
But apparently that was done months ago. Apparently. Well, at least Abso and Daylight, their part was done months ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because even it does feel like I'm reaching because some of the stuff sounded like he was talking about someone from Philly. So
yeah. The first track, he was going at, I think his Future. What's the line?
About the Pluto bar.
Where is it?
Bro, but I hate that he dropped this and then fucking apologised, bro. Why the fuck would you apologise, bro? Like, Ibrahim, I can't believe you didn't jump on the stage while I'm fly kicking, bro.
And what? Take
his mic, bro. Like, he's drunk or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make him seem crazy or something. Like, broski. Nah. There's better ways to do this, dog. And even, he overcooked it as well, bro. Talking about sleepless nights. I said, what are you talking about, brother?
Nah.
Like, you couldn't have just said this is just friendly competition and keep it pushing. Like, you couldn't have just done that, nigga. Like, this is just friendly competition, bro. Like, what?
You didn't want to smoke.
Oh,
nor
bro.
Did he say anything that could really hit. I mean, I feel like Kendrick, you can hit him with certain jabs. You can say, all right, cool, I played an instrumental part in your career, what do you call it? At this point, people ain't checking for Kendrick like that. People are checking for Cole and Drake because they're the most active or whatever. Even though, you know, sound great, it's an angle, a possible angle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would only land if it didn't depend on how it's delivered.
Yes, but the whole discography angle, yeah. It just fell flat, considering your discography ain't even close to that, respectfully. That's a fact. Cole has the weakest discography out of the three. That's a fact.
God.
That, bro, let's just call it a spade a spade. It's a fact. Cole has cool. Friday Night Lights, Forest Hills Drive, Born Sinner. Off Season is a good project. That's where I fall. That's it.
This before the apology.
This is that's seven minutes. I would have said it before the apology.
This without 7 minutes. That was a deluxe part. That was a deluxe part. You man did it deep. That was a deluxe. So it wasn't meant for it still.
Bro,
it was a deluxe.
Don't try that.
Listen.
That's what that man said.
That was a deluxe, bro. That's all AI.
That's what that man said.
No, that's all AI. That wasn't him. That wasn't him still. It was AI. That's what he's apologizing, bro. Listen, it was AI still.
You were talking mad smoke, you saying,
It's actually AI.
Drake could never, he killed Kendrick, whatever. Bro. The guy didn't even believe his raps.
Listen, it's AI still.
But
let's actually talk about the project. I want to talk about Pi.
That was a bar fest.
Yeah, smoky sounds.
That was a bar fest. Yeah, I felt like Soul and Daylight went crazy.
Yeah, the back-to-back was sensational.
Crazy. Especially considering Daylight is a battle rapper in it. So the bars are just going to be that much more intricate. What did they say? What do you call it? Skinny Biggie, lenses is tinted, ain't got no lazy eye. Heart of gold, almost sold it in Saudi Arabia. Quill told me the clouds ain't real. God got paint the sky. Some a student of Sophia Stewart, the Matrix ain't a lie. What else? Oh yeah. The flipping real estate of mind, you need equity. Let the beat build. Poison in my cup, I need to refill. I feel it in my gut, you niggas meek still. I inherit the earth like three wise men pulled up to cherish my birth. They placed me in a major, wasn't that major at first? But what a mess, I'll leave, I'm the savior at work. I ain't saying I'm Jesus, I got the job of the messiah. Ty and Joe, we block all devils. Bro. They went crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
God.
Crazy. Yeah, they went crazy. Yeah, see, when you read it, bro, it's insane what they did. Insane.
Do you know what? I just feel sorry for the Cole fans that are ramming down.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Big up. I think Ramadan ends, is it?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Like, that's so unfortunate, bro. Like, it must have been so gas waiting for having that my man's response
to that. And then for him to go out like that.
What's up? The whole team. Like, so many people are probably not going to go listen to this project now. But the project itself is actually called Productions, Skits, the Gucci Mane skit as well.
I didn't know that was Gucci Mane talking.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't still.
Bro. It was cold still. I liked it, but I just didn't. I really hate the fact that he didn't listen to himself on some of his own records.
I mean, that aside, it's still a decent project. I still feel like these are songs he just wanted to get out. Before the fall off, which again we don't have any time span as to when that's gonna drop. That could be even the next year or next 2 years or whatever. I don't know. But again,
like I said, I don't know if I said it on wax, but bro, his apology is probably gonna make him rewrite the fall off. Honestly, because bro, I honestly don't see how he comes back from this.
It's a dent for sure. It's a dent for sure.
Like
BBC are covering this shit.
Bro, like the shock, like exactly. That's how much shock this is. BBC. Yeah. BBC News.
It's a dent. It's a dent in his in his armor for
so
sure.
So it's like, boy,
it's 100%
a dent. I don't even know what to say about that, really, boy.
But again, that aside, that the project is decent. I like Pricey. I like Project's Crocodile fire, Crocodile Tears. I like Ready 24. Cameron he smashed that. HYB.
Did you reckon?
Yeah.
Cameron smashed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was alright.
Wait,
you didn't say Hunting Rabbits?
It was alright.
Are we talking before the apology or after?
It's alright. Both. It was alright. HYB, I like. Shout out to Central C. He did his thing on there. Yeah. He did his thing on there still. Yep, hi. Fever.
Wait, sorry, what did you think of Buzz on the hook on that HYV?
Yes, I like him on there. Yeah, I like Buzz's hook game.
To be honest, yeah, I like it still. Vince ain't worried, you know what I'm saying?
I fuck with it personally. I fucked with it. Fever, Sticks and Stones, it kind of drifted a bit for me. Fever, I feel, has little to no place it, considering it is
that completely the melodic different. One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving me fever.
Yeah. When I heard that one right in the middle, like out of nowhere, it kind of gave the definition of this is just like there's no direction with this. Yeah, it's a bunch of songs in it, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
I agree.
Mixtape proper, mixtape settings.
Yeah, I agree. Pi. We obviously talked about Stealth Mode was decent. Again, Bars on the hook. 3001 was decent. Trade the Truth and Ibiza is probably my favorite, alongside Ready 24.
Yeah, for me, Hunting with Rabbits, Ready 24, Crocodile Tears, Pricey, HYB, Sticks and Stones, Pie. Yeah, to be honest, most of them bar 7 minute drill now. And can I talk about how I felt before the fucking apology?
No, don't do that.
There's no point.
Don't do that. You can say how you felt, but at the end of the day, we're here now. So, bro, you can try explain, but fam,
there's no point.
We're here now.
That's actually it. Peak.
Again, yeah, nobody asked him to do what he did. Respectfully,
I don't know how he comes back from this, but somehow. Bro, yeah, bro, and what you talk about, bro, you're going to have to talk about, you can't be talking about being competitive, bro. But also, one thing I did want to talk about the project, yeah, there were certain talks about him just talking about having my name and like, having shoes and all of that talk. And all of that talk felt kind of new and whatnot, kind of felt weird. And there was a song where he talked about, having the shooters just being rich with anger issues or some shit like that. But
I don't know why we're mentioning that. Like we ain't seen what happened.
So what? Quick intro and get into something else, fam.
Listen. It's your boy Max, aka Max Rio, and aka Max is here. Aka Naked by Advance. Aka, you already know what time it is. Aubrey's best Avenger. head honcho of the Papi's Angel Association, we suited up ready for war. Cole stands in the mud right now. It's tough. Top two and the 8-2. Cole relegated to third, maybe fourth. AKA back outside boys. AKA him through
wrap it up.
AKA Drake could never, because he could never do this. But yeah, we're here still.
It's your boy, Irish Top Shooter.
Indeed.
Art dealer, TCF dripper, you already know. Hayland FC back at the top, you feel me? 7 games to go, maybe 15 games to win. And it's a double on the hands, but let's see what happens, innit? You get me? Game by game, but with their hip hop culture, and I'm very, very disappointed if you haven't already known. But, yeah, man. This has been a. Bro, like, man actually had a good weekend. Like, I was watching tough. WrestleMania, top of the that's league. Tough. Bro, like, oh, man. WrestleMania's cold still, can't lie. The storylines were actually deep.
Yeah, I need to tap in because I didn't really. Well, I fell asleep, to be honest. I put it on, but I fell asleep.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean, at least that man knows it's fake. Not like certain man. But
yeah. But you know what is? Once you get over the fact that it's fake, yeah, and just because some of the moves, like, it just looks like this is like you didn't even get hit there. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then sometimes some of the moves look like they can actually hurt type shit.
So it's like, ooh.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, when they do the jumping off the ropes and all that shit, like, them proper.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like, so seeing all that shit, like, I think someone did this. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, frog splash.
From the top rope.
Yeah, jumped off, spun and that. Like, it's cold still. Shout out Restings.
Yeah, pick up.
Someone tweeted, J. Cole realized he was conflicting, misusing his influence, abusing his power, full of resentment, and turned into deep depression.
Listen, Cole will rightfully so get these jokes.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
I hate that we live in that world.
I mean, bro, you like it when other men are getting these jokes.
Yeah.
When it's the likes of Drake and that. But when it's your go, listen.
I just gotta humble it. I'm humbling taking it? And you're trying to tell
me. Wait, but man's humble.
Man's you're not humble.
Bro.
You're not humble. You're still trying to put him in the best lyricist of all time and that. Like,
listen.
Top five and that. Like, he can't be with ghostwriters.
Really, listen. He's allegedly the greatest shooting at right now.
Huh?
He's allegedly the greatest shooting at right now.
How you mean?
Who's allegedly the greatest shooting out right now?
Not you, not Jake. Why? Who?
Kendrick Lamar is considered by a lot of people to be the greatest of this generation.
Okay, yeah.
If he takes it upon himself to shoot at who?
Drake.
Then what does that say about where he considers him? He would obviously think he's better than him, but he obviously considers him a worthy opponent to even shoot. Otherwise,
okay, man's so you, not mentioned. So wait, hold on. Yeah, you telling me you reckon the thing with my man and Drake and Kendrick isn't personal?
It could stem from something personal.
I think it's got to be personal now, especially with the apology.
Cole apologized.
I think Drake
is not apologizing.
No, I know, but I think with the apology, it makes it seem like there might actually be more to that meets the eye. Like, because if, like, in my man actually has like personal things with my man.
Yeah, they have personal relationships.
Yeah, so if their beef is personal, like they've actually got actual reasons they've got beef and whatnot, and we don't know about it, we're to say, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think it's that serious to the point where it would get out of hand or whatever. It's still buzz.
Yeah, 100% it's still buzz, but most of these rap beefs, they started off a buzz and then they don't stay like that.
I mean, they've been going back and forth for like...
Not like this.
However long.
Not like this.
Yeah, of course not. This is probably the most direct they've been in years. This is the most direct. One of them has been in years.
But do you know what it is, yeah? My conspiracy is that, yeah, this whole rap thing is scripted, fam.
Oh, don't do that. That's cope. That's cope.
This is my third world. Like, that's if I'm cope. Looking at it from so many, I mean, different perspectives than that.
That's cope.
This perspective is this thing scripted, fam.
That's cope. Because respectfully, that's cope.
I say it's scripted because I don't get how a man can apologize.
No, that's cope. Listen, he said it.
Like, and what's so mad about it, yeah, is the fact that he rapped about paying too much attention to the internet, and now I bet it's because he saw how much people are chatting shit and waffling about To Pimp a Butterfly and all that shit, and he just said, okay, nah, this is bullshit. And if that is really what triggered him and said, rah, there's actually too much idiots online and I'm just putting bad energy out there. Bro, like...
That's silly.
But I think it's scripted so that my man's just going to be third, fourth, like, and Future can do his thing now in third.
No. Cole is no longer in that top three. As of now, he's no longer top three. No longer.
Wait, but... No longer. What's the top three, though? Top three for what?
Right now, the big three... He's no longer in that conversation.
But for the longest of days, people wouldn't have argued, how is Drake in the conversation?
Don't do that. When people want to be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
There's nobody that comes close.
You don't give us enough hip-hop to be...
That is a lie.
To be in the top...
That is a lie. Again, that is a lie.
It's the reality.
That is a lie.
Reality still.
But again,
and having asterisk of ghostwriters is just, it's just.
But tough, then bro. Had a rap beef and proved that, bro. Despite that, man can really do this.
Sad thing is, we don't know if he can really do it. Can do we?
Don't do that. He done it against Meek. Push a T.
Did you see him in the booth?
Fuck off! Listen.
I really want to know what's worse though, like having a ghostwriter or apologizing in a rap beef.
Bro, apologizing in a rap beef
can't be.
It has to be.
Can't be.
Bro, can't this be is still. Unprecedented.
It is. It is.
So how is it? How is it not worse?
I think it's like it's literally like kissing and like fingering. That's what it is. Fingering's just a little bit worse. But listen, like in terms of cheating, like kissing the next thing, like cheat, like if the, do you know what I'm saying, kissing and fingering.
Like, listen, he didn't get there. He took it back. Said nah. That's step the difference. Back, sister.
It's not too crazy, but that's the difference, isn't it? They're still shit. Still cheating, but like, yeah, that's the
half-hearted.
He's a bum still. He's a bum.
Is this your king?
Yeah. Same way you ride out for your Donnie with the ghostwriters and that man's riding out with,
listen,
with the foolish.
I know what Drake is gearing up to do.
But all I know is, no, you don't. But
nah,
all
I know, nah. Bro, he's shooting back.
All I know. Alright, we'll see. Did he actually post a notepad with with
Like, bro, he just finished his tour. That's why he posted it. He posted a notepad and what do you call it? The NBA trophy.
Yeah, NBA trophy.
Yeah. Like,
that wouldn't be because of the end of the tour. That's bullshit. That's because of a response. So yeah, okay, what? Cool. Bro, why would that be the fucking end of a notepad?
Why
what's
not?
What's a notepad got to do with the tour? What does that notepad? What does a notepad resemble about the tour?
I don't know. He might be jotting down things whilst the tour is happening. You know, keeping a journal or something. I don't know.
Is that what we're doing here, man?
Bro, listen.
Is that what we're doing here, man?
Listen.
Are we being the shameless?
Anything to extend the agenda. Anything to extend it. Listen. That's how I took it. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, man.
That's how I took it.
That's it, man.
But my girl is going to shoot back.
But yeah, I'm interested still. See what happens.
Yeah. Exciting times, I'll say. Very exciting. But, yeah. I can't lie. I feel like, despite that, there was a lot going on. This weekend, but man almost lost sight of that just because of what happened or whatever. Let me see. A few people dropped albums. Bryson Tiller dropped his album, self-titled. Samson dropped his EP. Danny Sanchez,
yes,
dropped an album as well. His first album.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't listened to any of them.
Mm.
But I'm gonna sit down and
do
listen
all
to them.
Weekends too.
Can't lie. That's what man's been listening to. Mm. And then I've been listening to Drake rap songs just to get me in anticipation.
Remember what you said?
What did I say?
Remember that what you got to do, your reaction is going to be the intro.
Okay, cool. Say less.
And it's got to be your first listen. So you can do it in a car, whatever atmosphere you need. To be okay. to embrace it the best.
Okay.
So there's no excuses of saying, oh, headphones and speaker wasn't.
Okay.
Just
but
saying.
How it? But again, I'm gonna have to find out that he did respond, or whatever. But yeah. I need to. Okay.
That's easy.
How am I gonna do this? Alright, cool. Alright, cool.
Cool. Cool laptop, love.
Man, okay, cool.
Also, Pharrell dropped a project, but he did it direct to consumers on his website.
Really?
Yep.
He kept that quiet.
Yeah, I think there's 12 songs on there or something like that.
At least say them. Well, I don't understand. I mean, that's great, doing direct to consumer and that. But at least let the world know, I guess. If it was just a surprise drop, then cool, but yeah, there's no way of knowing, really. Plus, it probably would have been overshadowed, unfortunately. Let me have a look, though.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Got the Pharrell thing.
Okay, wait, is this Meek Mill and Wale thing real? Because I'm reading now.
Yeah, apparently it's, well, Wale's playing it down to it's just a picture, like, and basically, it's apparently Meek Mill's, one of Meek Mill's day ones, but now Well, they're not friends, basically, innit? So the fact that Wale's in a picture with him has rubbed my man the wrong way. And now he's just exposing the fact that Wale apparently never liked him. And how Meek Mill was talking about how he what's it called, the first time he met Wale, Wale got fucked up in DC.
play back to back.
Why are you playing that?
Back to back. No. Play it. No, because, bro. Again, this is fitting. This is very, very fitting for the occasion.
Well, for what? Why?
Trigger fingers turn into Twitter fingers. You get embodied by a singer, nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that will tap to niggas.
Man. But he's the type of niggas typing captions right now.
Again, he got smoked for that. Rightly so. He knows what to do, though. Hang that up. Get in the booth. Start writing. Put it on wax and let the world hear it. That's the mission.
That's it.
That's the mission.
Aye, why turned into Coach OVO then?
Bro, listen. Man don't understand. Man's ready for war. Man's suited up. Tooled up.
I'm telling you. I need Kendrick to come and cook them both, man. That's all I know.
Bro, again, they dropping bro. Again this Friday. Who knows? There could be a follow up to that verse.
So, well, can I read you what Conan said?
What did he say?
1 second, let me just.
What did he say? Okay. Alright, cool. This is just spec. But this situation to me sounds like Kendrick Lamar's people must have called J. Cole and checked him. And that's why he's apologizing. Hold it right there. If that's the case, that's even more moist. But continue. In most cases behind the scenes, people apologize publicly when they've been checked privately. I only say this because I can't understand the backtracking so quick. It hasn't been a week, but most of this is me trying to make sense of it. I'm most probably wrong and reaching, but what's everybody's take of everyone else's take on it? That's moist, if that's the case.
Bro, the whole apology is moist. There's no...
Bro, he shot first!
Who shot first?
Kendrick! Oh, so God. What are you apologising for? There's nothing to apologise. You said what you said. You're obviously standing on that.
No.
What?
Okay. In terms of apologising now... Okay, take... Do you know what it is? There's no reason he should apologise. Hip-hop reasons.
Bro.
Hip-hop reasons is... To be honest, I don't even get it. There's no reason to apologize because it's never been personal.
Saying it was not. You literally said it in a song. I got love for bro.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, the response might have been weak or whatever, but at least you gave a response. It's not that serious. Like,
I think it was weak.
Bro, was it factual? Or at least entertaining?
It was entertaining. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Entertaining.
People are talking about it. Got the streets talking.
Didn't cool. They? Entertaining. Was it based on fact? Obviously not.
No, but you said how many minutes ago that rap beef doesn't have to
I was
be.
Again, it doesn't have to be.
Based on fact.
It doesn't need to be factual to be like, okay, cool. You're sending back whatever. But fine. Whatever to push your agenda. But bruv, you've said that. It's not even that serious. And then now you're copping, please. Apologising. Saying that it didn't sit right with my spirit. You're...
Nigga, bum!
Bro. Bum. Bum. Bum.
Yeah. I can't,
Bam.
And it's so funny, yeah, because I was tempted to watch the Joe Budden thing, reaction to it, yeah, I don't know if you watched it.
Nah, I haven't, but I need to tap in.
I saw all over my Twitter and he was losing his marbles, saying that, you know, it's not no time for no friendly shit. That's what he was saying on the Friday. I wonder what he's going to be saying with the apology.
Bro.
With the apology, he's just going... But do you know what it is? He was telling niggas, like, going on that, like...
Like bro... Then don't talk smoky in the songs like you have been for the last few years.
I think everybody, bro, anybody and everybody that actually loves him as a rapper should have told him that was a bad idea. Like even if you felt, you could have done it, you could have addressed it in a song, Rubai. Like, seen what Kendrick does and addressed it in the song. Like... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he could have easily addressed it in the song, bro. Like, and to be honest, like he said, he already said it in the song. It's not personal. Like, I don't want to have to do this, bro. But, like, that's the only reason why I would say that maybe there's nothing if he's going to have to do it. Because when it first happened, yeah. When he shot back, I was like, oh, right, okay, cool. Warning shots, yeah. Let's see who's going to actually take it there, innit? Like, who's going to actually be disrespectful now, innit? Because that's what disrespect is. It's got to be disrespectful. It's got to say,
yeah.
It's got to make you say, oh, my days, bruv. Like, yeah. Actually, I'm saying that. It's part of the sport. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I was wondering, yeah. Who's going to take it there now, innit? And in my head, I felt Kendrick can definitely take it there, because I just know. And I was thinking, well, Cole could probably do it because I know he's had vulgar bars and whatnot, so he's not afraid of saying crazy shit, innit? So that was what I was kind of hoping on. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So I was thinking, all right, yeah, we could actually get an interesting thing. But okay. Now, there's nothing to talk about.
Nothing at all.
Nothing to talk about.
Nothing at all.
Like, I don't... I think even Jay-Z's got to give him a call. Like, bro.
Bro.
What are you dealing with? Like?
This is the thing.
Like, what are you actually dealing with?
Bro.
I think I even messaged Imbra and that. Like, why didn't you stop him?
Bro. What's he gonna say? Like,
no,
shit.
Bro. They should have cut his mic. Bro. Mom's life. That's the type of shit you cut their mic, bro.
This is why he will never be top two. Never. Never.
To be honest, I think it's Kendrick's now anyway. It's all like the other, he's the only one without asterisks on his name.
Alright, we'll see.
He's the only one without asterisks on
we'll
his
see.
Name.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, you reckon
we'll see.
You reckon Jake's gonna be able to do something about it?
I think he will. I think you will. People are underestimating Drake because he hasn't said nothing yet. But Broski, I think you will.
If I don't think you want Kendrick to actually write a whole diss record for Drake.
Apparently there's already one.
Yeah, so. I know. But a whole fresh one. And even if they actually go back and forth at it, bro.
Listen.
Honestly, I don't think you want that.
Drake is ready to step in a ring with anybody.
Yeah, and he's going to get cooked.
It's the participation that counts for me personally.
Cool. Yeah,
fair. I don't think you'll be as straightforward as people think.
No, it's not. It wasn't like a Liverpool going to Man United yesterday. It's not like that. This one's going to be home and dry.
I disagree. I disagree. Bro. Kendrick is not battle tested. He hasn't stepped in the ring that. He hasn't.
If you think that man is not gonna be able to spin your guy's boots, like he hasn't rapped outstandingly well in a long time, so
he hasn't.
No.
Y'all need to worship him.
Y'all niggas worship him. You don't want to tell the truth. Lied. No. Mine don't. Mine don't. That's what I'll say on that. Y'all niggas worship him. Drake and never, man.
Do you know what it is? You can have it in it.
Allow it. Don't talk like that. You can have it. Don't talk like that. Because if Cole said whatever he said and said, oh, you know what, fuck it, man, stand on this, whatever, you'll be talking the most smoky today. So don't try that. Don't try that. Don't try that.
Man's giving it.
Don't try that. Don't try that. Man's listen.
See, they don't. They want violence.
Imagine. Imagine Drake was to say that.
This is what they say.
Just imagine.
They love violence.
Just imagine. If Drake said that.
I get what they're saying.
They just love, imagine.
Black people, we love violence.
Just imagine.
Violence more than anything.
What Drake said. Imagine if Drake said that. Man would be... Bro. Anyway, man.
Man's cussed him out anyway, bro. What do you want
You would have... Bro.
What do you, you want would have taken.
You would have cussed him out.
What do you want from me, bro? Constantly. Man's calling him a bum, bro.
Man's... bro.
Like, listen, and man. You know it is? I think Ero said it now, like he can never be considered as the GOAT of his generation.
100%.
Now, because of that apology. And it's just like...
100%.
The sad reality, that's just the truth, innit? Like, he just can't...
Okay, cool. He can't, so now, I don't like, want to hear you call now. Him the GOAT again. I don't want to hear it happen again.
Yeah, but the same way your pop stars got ghostwriters, it's the same thing.
Bro.
That's why
I said. My man moved past that, by the way. My man got past that, by the way. Bro, he beat the guy that accused him of doing that, by the way. He did that,
but he didn't beat those allegations.
What do you mean, the allegations?
Them allegations are still there, so...
No,
the asterisks,
not.
That's
no,
what I'm saying. Not. Kendrick's the only one without the asterisks.
And again, whatever, we'll see.
Whatever happens, that means...
We'll see.
It's like... It's literally a bittersweet, like... As long as Man U and Spurs don't win, like, type shit. That's what's happening there, fam. That's what it is, bruv.
Literally. It's not even, man. Bro. Get him out, man. Get him out of there, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's playlist and
bro.
And delete later.
Bro, this nigga bum.
Let's playlist and delete bum. Later, bro.
Nigga bum.
Yeah, sad. It's a sad day for hip hop. But this actually must have felt like how it felt when you heard those fucking reference tracks.
Not even, because I believed that wasn't the full story. That's what I believed, and I was proven right.
Coping. What wasn't right,
bro? It's a collab. Music is a collab. It's a collaboration process.
The collab process don't happen in hip hop.
That's a lie.
Not like that.
That's a lie.
It's not supposed to. The goats are the goats. Don't do that. That's the reality.
I forgot they go on stage and go and apologize for things that they've done.
You can have that. You can have that. But you're right. Your man still has rights, bro.
Sorry, man.
Trapped in the Oval Cam, bro. Yeah, can't sure. Tell me nothing, man.
Sure.
Can't tell me nothing. Sure.
This guy wants to go and lead a whole label. Say, Dreamville, the team. But then can't even back a beef on his own. Allow me, man. But what type of leader is that?
He's anyway. A strong man.
Strong man? Oh, you man make me sick. Anyway, let me put on Trey the Truth on that beef.
Let's see.
Flipping.
But it's so funny. People try to downplay his thing completely now, but it's just like...
No. Man can't do that, but... Bro, it's shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking. Crocodile tears. And hunting wabbits.
Alright, cool.
The production on here was cold as well, man. I did like the production. Okay, 3001 Brazy 2. But Yeah. I hope you have a better week, man. Future and that, dropping the second out, second part of the project.
Man.
How you feeling towards that?
Indifferent, but we'll see how it goes. Again, hopefully it's the R&B inspired trend, like you said. But yeah, again, let's see.
What do you feel about people saying that they would like Drake to drop on the day that they drop to overshadow their release?
I think that would be smart.
But if it's just one song.
Yeah, but if it's one song addressing what happened on their last album, it will outshine what they're doing. 100%.
It will outshine, but I think it will still also boost what they're doing as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. But then they can just send the invoice for that. That's fine. That's fine. That's okay, man. Listen, man.
Yeah, mark this date, man. Trust me.
Listen.
Because when your boy gets cooked, I'll be there.
I doubt it.
I'll be there.
I doubt it.
So, alright, go on. Give us the percentage rate of, like, actual record for record. Who's... You reckon it's going to be a 2-1, 1-1, 2-2? Because I don't see more than, like, from now on, I'll say maybe 3 or 4 pieces, max.
I think it'll be 2-1 to Drake.
And Kendrick's not going to respond?
I think he will respond once with a whole song.
And then not respond?
Yeah. I know Kendrick is loading, but...
So what, you're saying he's going to... So you're saying Drake's going to win just because Kendrick didn't respond then? Potentially?
I just think he'll...
Because I see that's the only way Drake wins.
He will have bars to sit him down.
I think 100%. Kendrick's too talented to allow that kind of bum to do anything.
Okay. That kind
and
of
he's,
bum.
And he's too creative as well.
Okay.
Bro, like, look at this record, nigga, bum. Like, bro. The flow trees and the switches up, and I don't think my man has that in the locker still, but yeah, that's a lie.
That is a lie. What,
is he going to sing and then start?
That is a lie.
What, is he going to sing and then start?
That is
rapping?
A lie.
What's he going to do? What's that he going to do lie. To switch it up? Is he going to...
That is a lie.
What, Drake going to start singing and sing and like saying, fuck niggas from Compton or some shit? Like, what?
That's a lie. Like, that's a lie.
What?
That's a lie.
Are you telling me Drake's got the variations that Kendrick does?
Bro.
What are we doing here? What? Answer we'll see, the question, bro.
We'll see what
answer the question, bro.
Listen.
Yes or no?
We'll see.
Kendrick's got Drake's got the variations that Kendrick's got. Is that what you're
variation
saying?
Variation in terms of what?
Like what he can do, like with his voice and whatnot.
Fuck, doing that with his voice. It's about bars, man. Listen.
Same bars that you're saying, big me, nigga bum. These are all certain
that's
things.
That's a great track.
These are all things. That are different things, like, because Kendrick can just rap normally, but then he mixes it up. This is what I'm talking about in terms of level of this record you're going to get from Kendrick. That if he actually lives up to what he could potentially do, I don't see anything that Drake can do. Like, honestly, I don't see it. And especially if... he reignites the ghostwriting talks, because that's probably what that's got to be the most of the Alec. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but again, if man combats that by saying, yeah, I know you're going to talk about how I don't get my songs written for me or whatever, that would just nullify that whole angle.
To who?
To Kendrick.
No, it would nullify it to Drake fans. Just because he said, I know you're going to talk about ghostwriters.
How?
How does that avoid Broski?
You got to find something else to talk about.
No. It depends on how he comes at it. And, like, if Kendrick finds a new way to make it, like, a meme thing, like, he makes it, like, a little nigga bum type shit, like nigga with a ghostwriter type shit. Like, bro, he could easily make something, like, a moment out of it, innit? And if he gets a moment... out of the allegations of ghostwriting caught. That's literally, do you know what's
Drake's? This is Drake, by the way.
Alright, bro.
This is Drake.
I don't think he's ready for what my man can cook him with.
Cap.
I actually don't think he's ready.
Cap.
I don't think he's... I'm telling you, bro.
Drake has beef with the likes of Jay-Z, Common, Pusha T.
Give me a spitter he's won against.
He's won against arguably all of them. Arguably.
He didn't win against Pusha. I don't know about the one against Common. Because I'm pretty sure he just aired Common.
No, he... Stay scheming is at Common. Listen, man. I got belief in man. I don't know about y'all, but I got belief in man. But anyway, big up to you, man.
Trust.
Like, share, subscribe. And yeah, man, just remember.
Nigga, boom!
I'm gone, man.